The Broncos went to Detroit looking for redemption, but they left looking for answers after a 44-7 defeat that dropped them to 3-5.
You know, you play in the road and you play at the level that we played at, you get embarrassed just like we did. Now it starts with me. I got to get these guys ready to play more. Obviously, we didn't get it done. I thought we were ready to play, but way too many mistakes.
Some guys, you know, we got to look in the mirror, man, and just see if you're doing your job. You know, if you're playing hard, you execute. You know, basically football is about one-on-one winning individually and just competing every snap. And I don't know if we're doing that as a whole game. You know, apparently we didn't do it today because we got beat, you know, bad. So, you know, we just got to evaluate ourselves and look in the mirror.
It's tough because these are my guys. I go to work with them every day, and, you know, we all together in this. It's not about who's getting action and who's not. You know, we all together in this, and, you know, they beat us as a team. And it wasn't just one person.
Virtually nothing went right for the Broncos on an afternoon that saw them barely avert what would have been their first shutout in 15 years.
It seemed like everything they did, from offense to defense, the Lions, it was executing, you know, it was working. You know, they couldn't do anything wrong today. You know, they forced turnovers. You know, we talked about winning the turnover battle, and normally when you win a turnover battle, you win the games. So they were able to get interception to the house, you know, they caused a couple fumbles and made some plays. And that, to me, that was the key in them winning the football game today.
You play like that, results are always going to be like this, and this is NFL. You slip up once or twice here and there, they're going to take advantage of it.
Go into somebody's backyard like we did today against a team that's got an excellent front four, and you don't, you know, play solid football. You can't beat yourself like we talked about, and all of a sudden you're playing catch-up and you're in for a long day.
It was a day made even longer by the leg injury suffered by Jay Cutler in the second quarter. X-rays on the leg were negative, but he did not return, leaving the rest of the game to backup Patrick Ramsey. And while Ramsey threw for 262 yards and a touchdown in relief action, he also threw an interception and lost a fumble under a furious pass rush. Both turnovers were returned for touchdowns as the Lions turned the game into a runaway.
I like the way he handles himself, you know, to, you know, go into that situation on the road with that type of pass rush. And to be as cool, calm, and collected as he was under the circumstances, I thought he did a heck of a job. I might take that back later, but I don't think I will.
But Cutler's injury just added to the litany of bumps and bruises that have beset the Broncos in this season, a season that seems scripted by Beelzebub himself.
You know, this wasn't what we were expecting coming to the season. You know, we have a veteran team. We got some big-time players, And you know, we was expecting to be, you know, more so 5-3 than 3-5. But, you know, we just got to adjust. It's not the end of the season. You know, it's not over for us. We still got a lot of football left to be played. But, you know, if we're going to make this run, you know, guys going to have to, you know, look in the mirror. Like one of my teammates said, we got to look in the mirror and decide if we're going to play or if we're going to roll over. And if we're going to play, it's time to play now.
And the Broncos have to do just that if they are to grab something from the season. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.